This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness, and
nausea, hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
the suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're back. Second hour into our broadcast week. And Super Don, while you were gone on the break, I snuck in some veggie kefir living probiotic shots from GT's. And they have a kimchi flavored kimchi.
Kimchi.
You know about kimchi?
Yeah, he used to be my neighbor, but he moved about a year ago.
No, not that kimchi. This is
I see. Okay. This,
in fact, John on the board says he makes it, or he has friends that make it.
Really? That's like rotten cabbage, right?
Well, no, it's not rotten. It's fermented.
Fermented cabbage. I'm sorry.
So this contains purified water, green cabbage. What the heck is that? Carrot. Oh, radish, onion, ginger, gray sea salt, gojugaru. That sounds like Gojira, like Godzilla essence. Yes. Garlic, kombu, seaweed, kefir cultures, and 100% pure love, organically produced. Now, it is just really good. And so I just had to say, man, I was like, I haven't eaten much. I had a shaky cup my wife gave me today before the show. And that has the organic greens from Organics, Organics.com. By the way, Ty Bollinger over in Asia, I've been seeing pictures in Tokyo. I don't know where they head next, but they're doing the truth about cancer in Asia. That's going to be awesome. I'm hoping we can hear from him, but it's like middle of the night when we're middle of the day. So we'll see what we can do to get him on and get him on for an update this week.
We should be able to get him on, John, if you want to try him again here. Apparently there was some kind of an issue, but let's try that number again.
Okay, yes. This hour we are going international, not just because Ty is, but we have a lot of listeners in the United Kingdom, in England, and there's a big date that just occurred on July 1st in England. No, it's not about Wimbledon. It's not about, in France, the Tour de France. This is about a big day that the EU had set up, believe it or not, despite the Fear and Death Administration in the Americas, if you will, in the United States, not doing anything about this. We have a big, big announcement beginning July the 1st. That's less than 2 weeks ago now. I mean, it's about a week or so ago. The EU ban on amalgam use in children began. They had declared it, I think, a year prior, and they gave time to prep people, and they say, you know what? No longer can you use, but what is amalgams? Amalgams. They call them silver fillings. They're not. They're very little silver compared to mercury, 50% by weight. And that is a disaster. You put that in, oh, well, no, it's not going to leach. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And they finally said, okay, no more in children under 15, pregnant women, breastfeeding mothers. So it is arrived. And we want to find out about this. That's why we're trying to reach out to Dr. David Harvey Austin with an update there. And so John will let us know if we're able to reach out to England and get him on live. But I think about this idea. I mean, when we were talking with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny last hour, medical anthropologists in the future will look back at this time. Like, we should be looking back right now while we're here at the insanity of modern allopathic dentistry. The ability to put mercury, the second most toxic metal known to man, in our teeth. Oh, yeah, it's because they've been using it since the 1800s, right? Mercury as a medicine, as a stable agent in your tooth to fill it. oh, that was not going to have any untoward, unintended consequences. Or perhaps at this point that they continue using it in America, intended consequences. You can't put mercury in a system, even in minute doses, and expect nothing bad to happen. Now, we've talked about the differences in every human. We're all individuals. Some humans can, you know, basically metabolize, if you will, combine and excrete metals like mercury easier and better than others. Those that can't, they have adaptive strategies for survival. Some of them tuck it away in the fat cells and the tissues. But there's any number of chronic inflammatory diseases, degenerative diseases, can be the result of even minute amounts of bioaccumulating mercury. Now, I'm not even mentioning the mercury in vaccines. That's still in vaccines, even if they don't claim it's there. As long as they don't add extra at the end step, they can say it's mercury-free. There's a level of insanity in modern allopathic medicine, especially dentistry, that it's hard to duplicate anywhere else. Maybe in our deranged leftists who basically shout down anybody who doesn't agree with them, as opposed to engaging in intelligent discussion on issues that really matter. Fundamental to all of those issues, freedom. Health freedom, healing liberty, medical freedom, the freedom to say no to vaccines and what's in them, the freedom to say no to dental amalgams containing mercury. This is a big issue, folks. A lot of people have been harmed. Sure. So we're going to get Dr. David Harvey Austin on momentarily. We're working on our connection to the United Kingdom. And again, shout out to all our friends listening on UK Health Radio whenever you listen, or the archives everywhere. Now, Super Don, I had four amalgams in my youth. My wife had four. We had them removed back in the 90s before we had children. Because the maternal mercury burden, whether it be actually paternal too, because there's mercury burden that impacts the health of the male, but the female especially, to detox the mercury, to increase selenium, to do homeopathic drainage or IV chelation if necessary, in aggressive detoxification, very important. So now we have the reduction or elimination of the use of amalgams in the EU. Is it total? Is it complete? We're going to learn about that right now with Dr. David Harvey Austin. Dr. Austin, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you very much. Nice to speak to you.
Yes, and congratulations to the UK soccer team, or football team as you call it, for making the Final Four.
Yeah, they're still trying to bring it on home.
Exactly. Now, what we want to get rid of at that home is all amalgam use altogether, but what I'm understanding is the EU has banned it partially. Tell us about that.
It's a partial ban. It's called the Minamata Treaty. It's called Minamata after that village in Japan where they had mercury spillage that poisoned the fish and poisoned the inhabitants there. And it started about 2013, and it finally went through as UK statute law on Monday, whereby dentists are not allowed to place amalgams in children under 16 and in pregnant or lactating mothers. So it's a partial ban, but at least a start.
It's significant because it means that the mainstream media can no longer claim there is no harm due to mercury amalgams, much less trying to call them silver fillings instead of what they really are.
Yeah. The British Dental Association is still trying to say it's all purely environmental. But then again, it's always been environmental, because a friend of mine, Murray Bimmy, was a dentist who assisted the Swedish people giving up mercury, and he told me, he said they just wanted to know about the environment. What goes in your mouth is not relevant, was more or less what he said to me.
Of course, it's insane, because the environment in your body is an environment, just as the outside environment is an environment. Yeah. So you, as a dentist in what we call the mercury-free realm, have you been able to survive with your license intact? Because dentists around the world have been attacked for acknowledging the danger of mercury and amalgams and even fluoride issues, and very often they lose their livelihood.
Well, I haven't actually been banned, but they have tried to financially penalize me a lot. But I've actually found someone outside the dental association who just gives me the same type of insurance at a third of the price, so I'm very happy.
So, because I was thinking about the NHS over there in the United Kingdom, this is the system that covers everything. Does it cover removal of toxic mercury from the teeth of people?
No, it doesn't cover that. I mean, the trouble is, part of the thing is, when people take out amalgams, unless you use, that's when you get an acute dose of mercury vapor being released. And if someone's got some issues with mercury as a chronic, what comes off the fillings normally, then they're going to And then when it's drilled out without protection, I mean, when I'm taking out an amalgam, I mean, I can't see the patient's face. All I can see is their tooth. Everything else is covered, protected, so that none of that vapor gets in into the system. So you can't take someone over the top with it. That's what most of them don't realize, but they are now saying that they will not put them in. So I suppose that's one place forward.
Listen, it's a step in the right direction. Dentistry has been insane in their adoption of mercury, you know, all those decades or centuries ago at this point. For them to defend it today is just ludicrous. So, again, we'll take the step. Now, our FDA in the United States is still dragging its feet on this issue. I mean, they know the science is there, but the regulators are afraid to acknowledge it. Are they afraid because of liability? Was there any fear in the United Kingdom of the liability of the dentists who do these mercury amalgams or have in the past?
There's not been actually stated over here. I mean, I've had a few American friends who had a little go about the American Dental Association. But the American Dental Association, when amalgam was first introduced around about 1840 to 1850, there was a bunch of dentists who didn't actually like amalgam because they reckoned that the mercury side was too toxic. And people broke off and called themselves the National Dental Association, or the pro-amalgam faction, which are now in the American Dental Association. So there's an inbred habit from the viewpoint in there that we've always said it's fine and it's no problem, and we'll continue to try and prove it.
Yeah, well, look, it's amazing to me that we have to still discuss this like it's not certain. Like they're not certain about the danger of mercury, right? But there's so much entrenched, again, you said a century and a half plus now in modern dentistry, still in the vaccine issue, the mercury is present, even though it's in trace amounts in those so-called mercury-free, but any amount injected can't be claimed to be safe. Oral ingestion is bad enough. Maybe it can be sequestered in the gastrointestinal system, but as you know, the leaching of the amalgams begins the moment it's placed in there. Every time you chew something, drink a hot liquid, there's vapor that's being given off. That's going to be inhaled. There's going to be absorption mucosally into the system. I mean, you talk about the extreme measures you do in terms of damming off the area when you're removing it to protect yourself and the patient. This is not happening for people walking around with this stuff today.
No, it's not. And it's a chronic evaporation 24/7. And the half-life of mercury is 65 years. So it's going to go on for quite a length of time.
Yeah, I'm concerned about the disposal of this stuff. Accordingly, they have to dispose of these amalgams according to hazardous waste guidelines by the EPA in America. I don't know if there's a similar circumstance in the United Kingdom. We'll talk more. David, hold on here. We've got to take a break. Dr. David Harvey Austin is with us all the way from England, and we're going to talk more about the partial amalgam ban, mercury filling ban in England that just went into effect on July 1st. Could it happen here? That would be awesome. Although it'd be even better if it were total.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sometimes you need evidence that the times, they are a-changing, and for the better. We'll take it in increments, little bit, it's okay. It's better than not at all. And right now we're talking with Dr. David Harvey Austin from England, live in England, and he is reporting to us, which has been in the press, that the United Kingdom has now had a partial ban on mercury amalgams, those things they call wrongly silver fillings. And this is, again, it's not a total ban like any rational doctor would say, you're putting what into the body? But there are not apparently enough rational doctors to say that. So we don't have a full ban, but if those are under 15 years of age, if you're pregnant, again, there are certain categories of people that now in England, they're not going to be allowed to put those mercury fillings into the teeth. So, David, that's a happy story partially, but it's not the full story. It's not where we need to go next. And how do we get there in your estimation?
We just keep going. I've been doing this for 30 years now. And everybody gets excited and it goes better. I mean, I worked with Hal Huggins a lot. He was the current godfather of mercury.
Yes.
Hal was telling me that his contact to amalgam was he was actually a top dental nutritionist or lecturer, and he went to a lecture in Mexico City in Mecador Pinto, who had actually done a lot of research in amalgam fillings and convinced Hal that they were not particularly good. Hal went back into the States, ready to spread the word, and he spent the rest of his life surrounded by lawyers because no one would actually take that. But
yes.
Hal definitely set it off back in 73.
Yeah, Hal set the stage, and he, you know, he was a hero of mine and became a friend and was a regular contributor here over the years, had him on many times. And God rest his soul, he did amazing, amazing things while here. And there are other dentists following in his footsteps that have the integrity to call it out, stand up for what's right. By the way, folks, if you want to know how to connect with our guest here, Dr. David Harvey Austin, go to W1 Dental, the number one, W1Dental.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com as well. And you'll learn about, well, not only this partial ban, but also to keep on going, as David has just said. We've just got to keep on going. I think, was it Dory in Finding Dory said, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. You just don't stop. You just got to keep going. So, David, in terms of your ability in England to see patients, can people still seek you out for help to safely remove these things?
Oh, yeah. I always have new patients. I always leave appointments available for new patients. One thing I do with mercury, potentially mercury sensitive patients, to send them out a questionnaire. That questionnaire contains every possible symptom that could happen in your body because of amalgam. And you know, going through that, you can get an idea of whether or not your body's actually, because some people cope with this stuff. So I'm saying, just to make sure that you are or not. You can also get a blood test, which would give you an idea of your sensitivity to mercury. You can have a urine test, which gives you your body burden of mercury. So there's various tests that can prove what level of toxicity you've got with it. And from there, you make your decision from that side when you've got some proof behind it.
Sure. And in determining how best for each patient to remove the burden that's already there due to years of exposure, you know, we talk extensively about mineral supplementation, selenium, certain botanicals, homeopathic remedies as well, or in aggressive ways, intravenous chelation.
Yeah, intravenous chelation I use a lot. I've got a nursing facility around the corner from me that does that quite frequently. I find it very useful for someone who's coming in to get their amalgams out to have that just before they come to see me, and then 48 hours later, and that helps clear out the body. Because at the end of the day, it's not just getting the amalgam safely out of the mouth. It's getting the body cleaned from the previous amalgam that's getting ingested into the cells.
So it says you're Ella Clinic, 22 Harley Street in London. That's great news that there's actually close by IV chelation options for people really serious about getting the mercury out, the burden out.
Yeah, yeah. The great thing about Harley Street is everything's on your doorstep.
All right. Not even Harley-Davidson motorcycles?
Sorry? Hello?
I just didn't know if Harley-Davidson was there, too. I apologize. A bad American joke. And of course, Harley. Harley's threatening to leave America because of the trade war going on. We'll see what happens there. But Dr. David Harvey Austin, you are amazing. I appreciate your commitment to doing the right thing, and I'm grateful for you for joining us all the way from England. Go UK soccer, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Go on, and it may be one of these days.
All right, take care. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you're ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Robert Scott Bell Show, live on the air, and we have got to defend homeopathic medicine. Imagine that. Again, I started our discussion on the show today about freedom. There are people that don't want you to have freedom to choose homeopathy because they don't believe in it. Oh, wait. Wait a second. Is it a religion or is it a... What is it? Well, modern medicine has become more like a religion. Vaccines are more like a religion. And if you get to believe that stuff helps, leave us alone. You don't have to use homeopathy, but it's been life-changing. It certainly saved my life, and many people that listen to this show utilize it regularly. One of those people, she's terrific. She's an advocate. She's a super mom. Paula Brown is with us. She's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and there's an upcoming webinar to help defend homeopathy here in the States. Paula, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I love your show. And I love homeopathy, so it's a perfect fit.
It's a good combination, isn't it? Now, if we go into the show notes, I have links up because apparently you've got this Americans for Homeopathy Choice, a free webinar series starting July 9th through the 15th, 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern. And you're going to have, it's going to be live for that many nights in a row. You've got homeopaths. You've got one of our heroes, Jim Turner, FDA attorney, if you will. He beats back the FDA. He's been doing it for decades. And you mentioned on the break while we were talking on our YouTube crowd that he's donated like over $100,000 in his own time and energy to the cause. And, you know, there's got to be more help than that because you've also had more meetings with the FDA. So you got to update us all. Catch us up to where we are. The threats to homeopathy, real, imaginary, what's going on?
Absolutely. You know, Monday night, tomorrow night, we're going to interview a gal, Gate, who is going to kind of reveal some very shocking news about what the FDA is already doing to limit those freedoms. And then Tuesday night we'll have Jim. But, you know, we have 7 days' worth of stuff. But what Jim has helped us do up until now, and again, this has been pro bono work, and the system is set up for great attorneys like him to starve and to kind of to exhaust the volunteers, exhaust people like me for us to give up and not have money. And that's the purpose of the 7-day webinar series, is to keep the fight up, to keep the energy up. And so Jim and I went to the FDA just last month. It was my second appointment with them. And what was really, really interesting is they told me point blank, Robert, that they are not interested in the homeopaths. They're not interested in listening to the manufacturers, but they are interested in hearing the consumer voice. So for whatever reason, that is what they're interested in. And so, you know, I came on the scene, Americans for Homeopathy Choice, all of the mama bears, we came on the scene because we love homeopathy. We wanted to support everybody else that was, we already knew was fighting for us, like the homeopaths and all these great organizations. But that meeting at the FDA was very revealing to us. We realized, no, we're like in the middle of this. We're the center of it. And so that's what this webinar is for, is we're really working hard to fundraise and to spread awareness, and that's why. So you go to Americans for Homeopathy Choice on Facebook. So just type that into the search box if you're not following us already. Americans for Homeopathy Choice, and you'll be able to watch us. The video will be right there, live, front and center on our Facebook page every night, starting tomorrow night for 7 days at 7 Central.
Nice. Very nice. Now, it's interesting. The FDA says we're not interested in hearing from homeopaths. We're not interested in hearing from the manufacturers of homeopathy. But how about the consumers, did they say? Did they use that term, consumers?
They did, and we were there at that meeting. It was me and about 8 other mama bears. We had Jim there, of course, our attorney, and we did bring one homeopath with us in case there was some more technical homeopathic-related questions that would be appropriate for a professional to answer, but it was us, so he was talking to us directly, absolutely, and we have the energy, we have the will to do this, and we will do this. I really think what we're doing right now, Robert, is we're exhausting all administrative options at the FDA. But I can see us really pointing ourselves to go to court. And that's
unfortunately, I see that too. But yeah, you do have to exhaust all administrative remedies or else they'll throw you right out of court. So you have to prove and show, listen, we went through every layer. We've exhausted it. Now it's your turn. And, you know, this is a big issue because if they say, we'll only listen to consumers, the question is, consumers of homeopathy or just general consumers? Because what do people that don't use homeopathy have to say? What does it matter what they say? Oh, we don't use it, so we don't want anybody else to use it? That's what they're going to listen to? I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, and that's the thing. If you're listening to this and you don't necessarily use homeopathy, what's interesting is the way the FDA treats homeopathy becomes a template for how they're going to treat a lot of other alternative modalities. And so this fight is very important for the broader perspective of health freedoms. You know, how they treat us is how they will treat everybody else. So this is a very key, important fight for the health freedom movement. And again, we are running on fumes. Jim has, you know, if he's spending time with me, that means he's not spending time with the paying client. And that, again, that is how we will lose, is if we can't get some more energy and some more momentum and some more help. So that's the purpose of this webinar series, is that advocacy and, you know.
Is there a place that people can donate, right, to help the cause in terms of, you know, not everybody
Absolutely.
Has time, but some people have financial
support?
Yeah,
so go to homeopathychoice.org. That's our website, and we have a beautiful donate button. And so we have, you know, three different options. You can donate as a business. So if you have a business, and we have a home marketing package that we'll give you on our website and on our Facebook page. We have a very active Facebook page. But the best way you can help, if you want to donate, the best way you can help is by joining what we call our Bear Pack. You know, at first I thought about calling it the Mama Bear Pack, but I know that it's not mothers who love homeopathy. So join our Bear Pack. You do it by donating $25 a month, and we have this awesome thank you gift. We're going to send you some digital prints on homeopathy as a thank you. But $25 a month, that's like a steady salary. That's a steady paycheck that we can forecast and know exactly how to use that money and how to make it happen. So.
Beautiful. Well, listen, folks, homeopathic medicine saved my life and many people I know. You may not be into it. You may not use it. But as you said, Paula, so well, if you don't support those who use things you don't use, when will they decide to direct their activity against something you do use? And again, the famous quote about they came for the gypsies. I didn't say anything. I wasn't a gypsy. They came for the Jews. They came for, you know, until you had, there was no one else to speak for you. This is very real in this regard. You may not like or use something, but if you don't support the freedom to use it for others, one day that tyranny will visit you and will take away something you are near and dear to. And that is going to be too late. So if homeopathy goes, kiss a lot of other things goodbye.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we're concerned with, and that's exactly what we're doing. And so we're going to reveal some really exciting stuff this week. I can't reveal it quite yet right now, but on Tuesday night and Monday night, we're going to reveal some breaking news about what we're doing and what has been happening kind of behind the scenes. Because when you're doing an organization like Homeopathy Choice, like we are, we get a lot. People reach out to us, and they give us the inside scoop about what the FDA has already started to do that has kind of been under wraps. You know what I mean? And so that's going to be an important thing, I think, to know about and to hear about. And this is a very real time for homeopathy. The threat to homeopathy is very real. Just because the excitement and the energy died down from when they released the draft guidance in December, it is a very serious time, and it is not a time to get complacent. It's a time to find your power.
Yeah, well,
rise
listen,
up and help us out.
Health freedom, healing liberty, religious liberty, spiritual freedom, all at stake right now, all tenuous at this point. The federal government doesn't acknowledge it, even though it says it does, right? The Religious Freedom Restoration Act. There are a lot of things that in this administration they say, we do support your freedom. But there's still an FDA, a bureaucratic oligarchy that has been entrenched in Washington, D.C., that does not support freedom. And if that's part of the swamp that Trump's going to root out, man, more power to him in that regard.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you see, the FDA is supposed to protect us from dangerous drugs, you know, but they're shifting a little bit. They're shifting from just protecting us from something that's toxic. Well, they're supposed to, right? I'm not saying that's what they do. But they've shifted and they've changed the law where it needs to be safe and effective. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, what science do they use to determine whether or not something is safe and effective? And so, and that's the real legal problem with homeopathy is that, you know, this has been something that's been around for so long. It's safe, and, you know, leave it up to us to determine whether it's effective or not, you know, it's, as long as it's safe. So when I was at the FDA, I had this really great opportunity. I brought my daughter with me, my cute little six-year-old, and I, like, passed her around all the FDA officials, and she's really cute and sweet, and I promised her a tutu if she'd shake their hands. And and after she left, I said, hey, guys, I want to tell you, I have here, I printed out, Robert, a stack of all of the drugs that has been prescribed to her. And it was a book that I had a spiral bind of all the side effects of those drugs. And I said, these are all the drugs that she's been prescribed for strep throat, for ear infections, for all kinds of normal childhood stuff. And guess what? She never, ever, ever took any of them. My daughter has used, and here on this one sheet of paper, I have a list of all the homeopathic remedies she's taken. Belladonna for an ear infection, you know, this for pink eye. And I said, so what I am here for is I want the freedom to choose this first, this little one sheet of paper of homeopathy with no side effects. And then guess what? If those didn't work, if the condition got serious, I have this option over here, you know, to go to the pharmacy and pick up those drugs that were prescribed to her. But what I am here for is I want the freedom to choose this first. And I'm shaking a, you know, blank sheet of paper with six names or eight names of homeopathic remedies on it.
Right.
There are no side effects, and I'm waving this book. I don't want to use this first. It really drove the point home, and I think it
shook them up. I mean, that's good. You're speaking soul to soul at that point. If they have one, you're going to maybe reactivate it in that moment. Beautifully done, Paula. I'm so impressed. And you're right. As I said, it keeps coming back, folks. It is a fundamental issue of freedom. Does the king, does the queen, does the emperor, does the FDA get to determine what you get to use? Or do you get to choose? And that is the fundamental issue here. The bureaucratic oligarchy, as an oligarchy, as a collective mindset, does not give a flip about your freedom. When they say it has to be not only safe but effective, it belies the fact that most of the drugs on the market are neither safe nor effective. Nor does it acknowledge the fact that healing is an individual journey. It's not a collectivist ideal, if that could be called an ideal. There is no such thing as a group of people getting sick together or a group of people getting well together. It's about individuals getting sick, individuals getting well. And homeopathy is the ultimate individualization of treatment, where they collectivize medical treatment. And last week, amazing, amazing study on studies showed that the bigger the data, the broader it is, the conclusions are less relevant to the individual. So all of their big drug studies, they might as well throw them out now and embrace homeopathy before they're killed by the third leading cause of death. That is FDA-approved pharmaceutical pseudoscientific medicine. Paula Brown, thank you for being with me. Y'all check it out. Links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Support this effort, folks. Your freedom is on the line. It's in the show notes. It'll take you there. I appreciate you oh so very much, Paula.
Thank you so much.
Back with some more kids after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super Don, good start. A great start to the broadcast week. I mean, I know we don't normally, a lot of times we don't have any guests on our first broadcast day, but
yeah.
Today it just loaded up. We were trying to get Sherry Tenpenny on for a while. Finally worked out. It was great to have her, and we were able to work through. Thank you, John, for working through our outreach to UK to get Dr. David Austin on with us on the dental amalgam ban, partial ban in England, and then Paula Brown defending homeopathy. Great folks out there. Real heroes, but real people, real humans, caring and doing the right thing. That's where we want to focus most foremost, but we do. It's not that we don't acknowledge people that do the wrong thing, but my gosh, when we can do the uplifting shows, I love it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Kind of
a nice change. You know, because people don't want to just sit around and listen to us talk all the time, right?
Right.
Let's get some guests on. You
guys are doggy downers. Let's bring some guests on, right? How about this to wrap it up? And I'm well behind the so-called eight ball here on this one because I haven't reviewed this. But you sent me this link, so you're going to help me through this. 30 funny life goals from kids who just get life way better than you. All right? So what is this? I mean, is this an assignment these kids had?
This is one of those things where, you remember when you were a kid, every once in a while they'd put an assignment out. They want you to come up with some kind of thing that you're doing at home or what you did for your summer vacation or, those types of assignments and stuff. And so, as we've covered on the show before, kids say, just like the old TV show, kids say the darndest things.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's the class. I was the class clown. I always was. And it was like, my job in school was to try and make people laugh, even make the teacher laugh. You know, if I succeeded in that.
Super Don, is this like, this is our DNA connection here? Because I was that too. I did a lot of that. I love to make people laugh. Teacher, when you made that substitute teacher laugh, that was like heaven.
Or even the teacher. It was like success, right?
Sure,
you know,
sure.
I mean, that made your day. So apparently some of those kids, I guess, still exist. And so there's a list of 30 here. We probably won't get through all 30, but the first few of them are pretty funny. So the teacher in this one class handed this paper out. And it says, I earn money at home by blank. So, you know, look, when you're a little kid, you know, if you mow the lawn, your parents might may give you a dollar, you know, if you clean up the garage, whatever. So that's kind of what you would expect, right, is the answer. Well, apparently Frankie, when he got his paper, he filled it in with this. It says, I earn money at home by I don't. And then he follows it with, I am a freeloader.
That's like I teased my 18-year-old. You know what? You claim you don't like socialism, but you are living like a socialist. You are taking everything, right?
That's right.
So, yeah.
That's right.
Well, here's a kid living at home. He says he's probably seen how spoiled his dog was because he says in his little thing, when I grow up, I want to be a dog. So there you go. You never know who gets the most love in the family. You want to be a dog. What do you got?
Yeah. I like this one here. This was a kid named Albert.
Mm-hmm.
And the question that the teacher asked is, when I grow up, I'd like to be blank. And you've got several of them here. Toby says he wanted to be a veterinarian. Sophia wanted to be a baseball player. Violet wants to be a chef. Well, Albert, apparently, his answer was, when he wants to grow up, he would like to be a person who stays home and does nothing.
Oh, that sounds like
some bad parenting going on there. That's not a good example. And then I like this one here. This next one here. This apparently this little kid is a football fan.
Okay.
Because it says here they were learning about animals apparently, and the question is, bears are omnivores and will eat almost anything. What are six things that you think bears eat in the wild? And he had all the answers you would expect, but his very first one is that bears eat Green Bay Packers.
Get ready for some football. He's a football fan. Wow, that is fun. Yeah, you know, these kids come up with the darndest things, as they say. So any others that jump out at you before we got a break?
Oh, there's, you know, you'll have to go to the show notes and look, because there's some funny ones here, but there's some great ones. A lot of the what do you want to be when you grow up, a lot of people want to be Batman, apparently. When they grow up, I don't know how well that pays, but...
what are three things you want to do when you grow up? Get a girlfriend, kiss her, rule the world.
Rule the world.
Rule the world,
See, a little peeky in the brain going on there.
That one's aiming higher than the one who said, I want to work at Taco Bell. Just a little bit higher.
Yeah.
So, review it if you'd like. It's a funny one, and it's good. We like to do a little laughing, too, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Despite the serious nature of the show, freedom on the line. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Tell your friends. Back with Advanced Medicine tomorrow, Dr. Asha Bitar. Who knows what else we'll be doing this week, but it's going to be good. Y'all go to robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends. And we'll keep at it, right? Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible for as little or as much as you can handle. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You created
create 9/11, through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.